May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 275. Let me, thou sovereign Lord of all, low at thy footstool humbly fall, and while I feel affliction's rod, be still and know that thou art God. Hymn 275.
Thank you. Read together for the most holy word of God, Isaiah chapter 43, and then going on into 44, down to verse 8. Isaiah chapter 43, reading on through and through into Isaiah 44, down to verse 8. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honourable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I'll bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this, and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Saviour. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles, and the Chaldeans whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord your Holy One, the Creator of Israel your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and the horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise, They are extinct. They are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honour me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert, to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honoured me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast bought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance, let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father hath sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary, and have given Jacob to the curse, and Israel to reproaches. Yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus saith the Lord that made thee, and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses. One shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord, and surname himself by the name of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. And who as I shall call, and shall declare it, and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people? And the things that are coming and shall come, let them show unto them. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time, and have declared it? Ye are my witnesses, ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us reading his most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most kind, gracious, eternal, ever merciful Lord God, Thou hast spared each of our unworthy lives even to this evening hour. It is of the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, thy compassions fail not. Ah, thou hast not cut us off as our sins deserve. Thou hast not dug us up as a cumber of the ground. Thou hast not cut us off as that unfruitful bough. But we're still upon praying ground, and the door of mercy still stands open to the poor and the needy that knock by the way. Ah, those poor worm Jacobs. Those that are, yes, how often they find there is much they mourn over within. No doubt Jacob mourned over what he was by nature. And we mourn over what we are by nature. By nature of the earth, earthy, and certainly born in sin and shapen in iniquity. Proving continuously that there is sin mixed with all we do, our very best is stained and dyed. And the good that we would do, that we do not, and that we would not do, that I do. Finding that there is sin ever present with us, that old man of sin. Lord, thou knowest how we groan under that burden of that old man of sin. Lord, it brings us even to this language, does it not? Save us chiefly from ourselves. O Lord, self, and that which can rise up in a moment. And O Lord, if left for a moment, what sin could overtake us? Lord, we tremble at it. And Lord, we cry, Lord, keep me. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe. Keep me in the hour of temptation. Lord, but how we find then, like the apostle, thou which is of the old man of sin, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? But all that good hope through grace, whereby we may be able to say, and may it be with each one of us, but I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, may it be with each one of us. Lord, work mighty in the heart, we plead. Leave us not then to that will come short at last. But, oh, lead us to a precious Christ. Oh, that one. For there is no salvation to be found in any other. Oh, no salvation to be found in any other. But, oh, it is through Christ and Christ alone. O Lord, lead us then into all truth as it is in Jesus. Leave us not then to anything which is short of thee, but lift us each up out of that miry clay and set our feet upon the rock Christ Jesus. That firm foundation, that only true foundation. Our hope, my hope, each one's hope, Lord, may it be, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. O Lord, thou knowest, we often have to plead, thou lookest upon the heart, search our hearts and try our ways, O Lord. And our lead us into that right way. For, O Lord, we tremble at this. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. But, Christ must be the way. Christ formed in the heart the hope of glory. May it be then Jesus is the one thing needful. I without him perish must. Lord, do then remember once again each one we think once again upon the young. Lord, we see the babes in arms that were found in our midst even this morning. Oh Lord, work mighty in their hearts, we plead. Oh, keep them tender of heart and mind and conscience. But Lord, begin that good work in their young years, if it could be thy will. Oh Lord, we see them, and it causes us to cry on their behalf. Lord, we see in each one of them that they have a never-dying soul. May it please thee then. May they be yet found as those beggars poor at mercy's door. Lie such a wretch as I. But Lord, remember that we plead in this present evil world. Lord, there are many temptations, are there not, many allurements. And the subtlety of Satan, how subtle a foe he is. Lord, may they be ever upon their watchtower, especially as they get older. Oh, Lord, do then keep them, we plead. And as they go on into life, Lord, keep them there. Perhaps when they enter into further education, those places of higher education, perhaps into the workplace for the first time, Lord, keep them, we plead. And may they be able to look back in time to come and say, truly, it was kept by the power of God. Lord, thou knowest how this one rejoices that it was so, when we felt very timid amongst those with whom we had to do in the workplace those years ago. Oh, how we were afraid of them, and how they were so stirred up by the adversary and seemed to do all they could in those months, or all they could to try and cause this one to fall. And oh, how we had to prove even there it was kept by thy almighty power. So, Lord, do keep them, we plead, by thy almighty power. Hedge them about. Hedge them about. But, Lord, may it please thee. Oh, keep the old adversary on a chain. Lord, yes, we know we each have to approve the tempter's power. But oh, may they prove it was even as Job. There was that, the tempter, Satan himself was permitted to touch all that he had with his life. Oh, what a mercy. That if our lives, each of our lives are hid with Christ in God, that there is a knot that restraint upon Satan, he can go so far and no further. And so, Lord, do remember them, we plead. And may they prove in those hours of temptation there is one to whom they can go, that one that was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. Ah, let us therefore, may that be that gracious encouragement unto them. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And so, Lord, do we know to look up. Lift their eyes up unto the hills from whence cometh their help, and prove that their help cometh from God, one the creator of the ends of the earth, one the, by whom are all things. Lord, may they prove then there is help laid upon one that is mighty. May they prove in those battles with the old adversary, when he does stir up those against them. May they prove that the battle is not yours but God's. That there is that one that does defend his people, does defend those poor trembling worm Jacobs. And may they prove it then in their young lives. And so, Lord, do remember them, we plead. Undertake for them in the pathway of life. May they prove that thou art a God of providence. And all thou knowest, yes, as they grow up and there are those things they seek for. And perhaps there's a setting up home in time. Lord, perhaps there seem to be many mountains in the way. Many mountains and difficulties. Lord, may they prove the gold and silver thine. And the cattle upon a thousand hills. A God who's able to provide for them. Lord, have not some of us proved it so? That truly the hearts of all men are in thy hands. And thou dost move even those of the world. Oh, we've known it. May they prove it also, that even those of the world, that perhaps we would not think it of them, but they are moved to do for us those things for our help, to supply our needs, even here below. They're in thy hands. Thou dost use them like the ravens of old. Thou didst command the ravens to feed thy servant the prophet. And it was so. It was so. And how unlikely it should have seemed, but it was so. And thou art the same. Oh, blessed be thy holy name. Thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so, Lord, do in them to cast their cares upon thee. Those things providential, perhaps those things concerning work and employment, those things perhaps concerning partners in life, all those things, may they cast all their cares upon thee and prove that thou art that one that does hear, does answer, and can make a way where there seems to be no way. Lord, do then remember them, we plead. Once again, remember the parents. Lord, remember them, we what a day we live in. What a day we live in. Oh, grant them wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And Lord, perhaps when they, yes, as we even think upon us, but even as parents, when our children are grown up, there are still those concerns. There are still those concerns, and Lord, we would bear them before thee. They continually lay upon our hearts, they not. And so, Lord, do hear the cries of perhaps parents and grandparents even. Lord, as they perhaps have that concerning one or another of their children or their children's children. And there's a burden upon the soul. Lord, and may they prove, as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Lord, do remember those in the midst of life. Perhaps those things that have to be entered into is spared to the morrow. Cause much anxious thought. Many tremblings perhaps. But Lord, may they prove the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the skies. Oh, may they prove the everlasting arms underneath them. That one is able to sustain them, strengthen them, encourage them in the way. Oh, Lord, thou knowest it. The pathway of each one and that which is before them. Lord, undertake, manage all by the way unto the end. Lord, remember also those in the even time of life. The mud-walled cottage shakes. Heart and flesh begin to fail. The grasshopper becomes a burden. O Lord, do grant, we plead, those fresh tokens of thy grace, thy goodness and thy mercy. Grant them those tokens for good of thy special care. O, bring to remembrance all the words which thou hast spoken unto them. May they, even this night, be enabled by the Spirit to see all the way which the Lord their God hath led them these years in the wilderness. And may they take encouragement in that and be so emboldened to plead and to come even as a hymn writer. He who hath helped me hitherto will help me all my journey through and give me daily cause to raise new Ebenezers to thy praise. So, Lord, do remember them. We plead for them. Oh, we think upon one another, great age now, and the infirmities of the age, now reduce their faculties. They're not able anymore often to come to thy courts. But Lord, remember them where they are. Some are in the homes, some are in their own homes. Lord, may they feel even this night, for thou art not constrained to place or means or mode. Lord, may they prove even this night where they are, a little dew upon their branch, a little of that reviving, refreshing rain. Lord, we see how bountiful it is when it is so in nature upon the crops of the earth. What a change is wrought in a moment. That which seemed dead and barren and dried up, in a moment can spring forth. Lord, may it please thee then, in their even time of life, Lord, may it please thee from time to time, that thou wouldest arise and shine with healing in thy wings. They might yet go forth as the calves of the stall. They might yet be so enabled to praise thee. Put the new song in their mouth. Lord, that song of praise. Lord, at evening time may it yet be light. Lord, thou knowest how there are those that walk, they walk in darkness in that evening time. Walk in darkness, but Lord, may it please thee. At evening time may it yet be light. So, Lord, remember, with such we plead, remember the afflicted ones. Those, perhaps there are those afflicted here, we know not, but thou knowest where they are. The afflictions, they do abound, and we think upon one another throughout the hills of Zion. Lord, do yet put forth thy hand, thy healing hand, if it could please thee. Grant that healing touch. May it be a perfect healing. Lord, thou knowest. And all may it please thee, will sanctify the path and sweeten the pain. Make their bed for them. Lord, may it please thee, may yet prove that which is bitter to their soul. A bit of their flesh may be sweet to their soul. Ah, how often these things are so bitter to our flesh. Our flesh hates it. Our flesh, natural flesh, hates afflictions and trials and difficulties. But oh, may we prove this amongst us, all things that work together for good. To them that love God, to those that are called according to thy eternal purpose. So, Lord, do remember the afflicted ones. Remember any with a particular trial. Lord, undertake for them. In them to cast that. Lord, perhaps they feel, I've prayed again and again, and no answer comes. Does not thy word. There is that go again seven times. Go again seven times. And oh, what a mercy on that seventh time he saw a cloud the size of a man's hand. Yes, there's still that waiting for the rain, but there was that encouragement, that little hope raised up. And so, Lord, do encourage one or another to go again seven times, perhaps 70 times seven. But oh, that wrestling prayer, Lord, Jacob knew of it. May they also know of it. That they may know those answers to their prayers. May it yet be so in due time. And so, Lord, do remember each and every one. And once again, remember the churches and people throughout this land. We are ministered and brought low. Oh, how few attend the solemn feast. Thy courts are forsaken, thy days desecrated. Thy word is trodden underfoot. But oh, what a mercy concerning Zion. It is a comfort to this poor sinner to realize and know of a truth that are, yes, ministered and brought low. But thou art king there in Zion. And hast thou not said in thy word thou would abundantly bless her provision and satisfy her poor with bread? Oh, what a mercy. Oh, do satisfy thy poor with that bread of life even this day. Oh, may they have those sips from the well of salvation. May they have a crumb that falls from the Master's table. But oh, if it yet please, Lord, lead one or another into the banqueting house, where thy banner over them is love. Oh, Lord, we plead for it. Ah, the labours of thy servants, whether pastors or in the itinerant ministry, the husbandman hath need of much patience. But, O Lord, as we read in thy word that seed time and harvest, summer and winter, day and night and cold and heat will not cease, is it not so concerning the work of grace? Is it not so concerning those things wrought in the church? Lord, may there be yet those are wrought upon. Oh, there's been a taking root downward, perhaps over many months, nay, even years. There may be yet that seed that springeth up, that shall yet bring forth fruit unto thy praise and thy honour and thy glory. That one or another may yet have to tell out to sinners round, what a dear Saviour they have found, and point to thy redeeming blood, and say, behold the way to God. Lord, do loose the stammerer's tongue. Ah, set the captives free. Lord, break the slavish chains. Ah, Lord, if it could please thee, ah, may it please thee, give that command. Loose him, loose her, and let them go. Lord, do then help us now. Once again we thank thee for all thy mercies, temporal mercies. We have much to thank thee for. Oh, we have much to thank thee for. Lord, and we would pray for the dear young friends that were joined together in the latter part of the past week. Lord, do remember them now, we plead. Lord, in that pathway which they now walk in, and remember them where they are, and draw near and make one with them, perhaps even this day, but all whilst they now take that rest and change where they are. But Lord, remember them in their life. Ah, go before them every step of the way, and may they prove happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. We would thank thee for that that weather thou didst grant that day. We saw it when we were at home and we remembered them. And so, Lord, we would thank thee for these mercies and blessings. Remember the parents. Lord, thou knowest all that concerns them. But ah, what a mercy. Oh, what a mercy. These are great favours indeed. And we will bear them before thee. May thy blessing rest upon them. And may they prove, yes, as they're brought together in such a way, one flesh, their true help meet one to the other. Lord, we plead then for them. Remember those that walk in lonely paths. We would not forget them either. Lord, comfort them. Lord, thou knowest their need and their desire. But Lord, help us now. We turn to thy word. Bless us together. Send none empty away. Lord, we cannot live by bread alone, but it is by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doth man live. And so, Lord, we plead. Put that new song in the mouth. May there be some that we can gather from amongst the sheaves. Lord, that we may take home and beat out. Even in the days to come, we're unworthy of the least of thy mercies, but we plead it. Lord, undertake for us. Ah, bless us indeed. We plead all these things, pleading for the pardon of every sin. And all we've asked amiss, we plead for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 356. does the gospel word proclaim rest for those who weary be. Then my soul put in thy claim, sure that promise speaks to thee. Marks of grace I cannot show, all polluted is my breast, yet I weary am I now, and the weary long for rest. Hymn 356.
Thank you.
seeking once again the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, we turn back to the word we tried to speak from this morning out of Genesis chapter 28 and verse 15. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. I'll bring thee again into this land, for I'll not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Genesis chapter 28, verse 15. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. And I'll bring thee again into this land, for I'll not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. As we try to speak then this morning concerning our Jacob, as he then left his parents, because there was the anger of his brother stirred up against him, and you know the reason why. And there he went, now did he not, in that pathway. Yes, it may not have been, well, it was hidden from him, was it not? And so it is with you and I. And what a mercy. As I spoke to one on the phone in the week, and how we spoke together, that what a mercy our path, that pathway of life that is appointed for you and I, is not known to us. It is not known to us, but blessed be his holy name. It is known to Almighty God, for it is appointed. It is appointed, and is a path appointed for you and a path appointed for me. And like it was as with Jacob, a path appointed for him. And strange and mysterious may those paths be at times. Strange and mysterious. And how often we have to prove, yes, those paths and ways of the Lord God Almighty are past finding out. How mysterious they are. But oh, what a mercy. We verily believe that that path is all appointed, it's ordered in all things and sure. Nothing is haphazard, and yet as Jacob began that path here, and what he had to pass through over those many years, and it was many years, those many trials in the way, those many things hard to be understood, but all appointed. And so we have to prove, do we not? Is it not in that hymn? Those mysterious dealings of the Lord with his people. God moves in a mysterious way, that hymn of Cowper's. God moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. But there we have to prove it, do we not? His ways are not our ways, and neither are his thoughts our thoughts. But what a mercy. Even those crooked places, even those crooked places, the Lord will overrule those things which are hard to be understood, those things like as Jacob cried out, all these things are against me. He'll overrule these things. Not for your end, yes, you might have brought some upon yourself like it was with Jacob, and have not some of us, we brought things upon our head. But the Lord overrules them. And blessed be his holy name, he overrules them. Where would we be if it were not so? But as Jacob cried out, all these things are against me. And so it was at that time, and you may feel even now this night, but it is so with me, all these things are against me. And what a mercy then if the Lord should bring to your remembrance this promise unto Jacob, and may it be the Lord's word unto you. Behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. Bring each one to that desired haven, and they may feel at times they'll make shipwreck of their faith. They may feel at times they'll come short at last, but are not so. I will bring thee again into this land. There's that land promised, was it not, unto Abraham. And that promise was passed on down and even made known unto Jacob. I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And yet, as I said, maybe many years of trials and tribulations, as Jacob proved it truly is, through much tribulation, ye shall enter the kingdom, through much tribulation. And we don't want to just take it as a narrative of someone's life at all. May the Lord enable you to read the account of Jacob and see how the Lord did overrule it in many ways. But oh, what did he have to do? How often, we don't know, but we have one time recorded here. And so will it be with you. If you're a Jacob, Esau, it's not so, is it? But a Jacob, that poor worm Jacob, was often brought to tremble at the word of the Lord, often brought into those low places. They will also know this, as Jacob proved those wrestling prayer. Has it been that wrestling prayer? You younger ones, has it been wrestling prayer? The Lord has made you tender of heart and mind and conscience, wrought in you that good thing, the tender fear of the Lord. And now, as we tried to speak this morning concerning the young ones, may you prove this God of Jacob. May you prove it in your early years. That one that is able to do for you, as he's done for some of us more than we can ask or even think. But a God who hears and answers, yet the wee wrestling prayer. Wrestling prayer. Oh, we have many prayers, do we not, when things go well? Have many prayers when things go well, but how formal they are. How lifeless they are. But when trouble comes, trials come, we prove, do we not, it's a mercy when it is so. It works and does in your heart this. It brings you back to the footstool, the throne of grace, the mercy seat. It brings you back once again to that place, low at his feet. It brings you back to that place where you have nothing. Nothing in your hands. No help, no hope. All your strength is burned up. You're brought to that place. Oh, no, I often refer to that Psalm 107. You know often then of wits' ends, those wits' end corners. But we read in that psalm, throughout that psalm, how often the child of God, then they cried unto the Lord in their troubles. Cried unto the Lord in their troubles. And you'll prove like the psalmist and Jacob proved. That wrestling prayer that can wonders do, bring relief in deepest straits, that prayer that can force a passage through iron bars and brazen gates. But it's then real prayer, it's wrestling prayer, it's prayers of necessity. Well, those years passed, did it not? I don't know how many years it was, but it was a good number of years passed before Jacob realized that Esau was once again pursuing him with those 400 men. Many years.
But now, he's brought to tremble, did he not? He's trembling again, the very thought of it, as the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, We came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee with 400 men with him. And Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. Perhaps even amongst the young ones, greatly afraid and distressed. May you know then this wrestling prayer. Wrestling prayer. Jacob, yes, he had had that blessing of the Lord, that great favour of the Lord when the Lord revealed himself to him in that time when he laid himself down to sleep, that account we read this morning. A great favour indeed, whereby it was so a solemn place, a sacred place, he said. How dreadful is this place. This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. But now, Esau, that one that sought to take his life, such was that anger that was stirred up against him. Was it not that in the womb the two fought one against the other? And their dear mother, she said, if it be so, why am I thus? There's that company, that two nations that were within her womb. But perhaps there's been a time, yes, we know those times of quietness for a while, but it's not long, is it, before it's manifest again and again. That old nature, that old man of sin, and Satan himself. And how often when troubles come, trials come, we're like Jacob here. Yes, when the old adversary seems right at their right hand to resist. That adversary, even in the night season, dark places, difficult places, places of terror. But Jacob was greatly afraid. These things are for our encouragement. Poor trembling sinners, worm Jacobs, like worm Jacobs, ye men of Israel, those whom the Lord hath loved, those whom he has quickened, those whom he has begun that good work in. These things are left for your encouragement and mine. Blessed be his holy name. As we said, they're not just narratives that might be interesting in that way. But when the Spirit reveals to us and shows to us his unfailing faithfulness and love, this Almighty God, this great I Am, the Creator of all things, that are his eyes ever upon his people and his ears are ever open unto their cry. He sees the groaning of a poor one in the troubles and the trials when perhaps you brought him to this. Can't pray anymore. No more words come forth. You seem speechless, powerless before the enemy. But greatly afraid and distressed. And yet, when he was left alone, he was left alone. And you'll find those lonely places. You'll want to be alone. You'll want to be alone. And you're going to your closet. Was it not a closet with Jacob here? He was left alone. But what a mercy. There was poured out upon him that spirit of grace and supplications. That real prayer. Necessity. Urgency attached to it. The Lord heard. The Lord answered. But there, it was all night, was it not? Even to the break of day. Do you know that wrestling prayer? Has there been cries and groans have come forth from your heart, your burdened soul, perhaps night after night in the night season, when it is those dark places, the fears once again rise up. Lord, help me. Lord, undertake for me. save me. Save this poor worm Jacob. Undertake for me in the pathway of life. Undertake for me concerning my never dying soul, my need as a sinner. Resting prayer then. Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of day. Ah, and when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. But ah, what did Jacob say? Let me go. Or the one said, did he not? That angel said, that man that wrestled with him said, let me go, for the day breaketh. But oh, what did Jacob say? I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Such was the urgency in that pathway of life. And what is the urgency? What is that pathway of life that some poor worm Jacob walks in even this night? Perhaps been for over perhaps many years, spread over many years. This trouble was spread over many years, was it not? Perhaps it had been a measure of quietness for a while, but it hadn't gone away. Now it had risen up again. Perhaps there's something that's risen up again, stirred up again in your thoughts, and it causes much crying before the Lord. Ah. I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Oh, may this blessed Spirit continue to pour out upon you that Spirit of grace and supplications. Oh, may you go, like we said in prayer, when that one, he went, was commanded to go and see whether there's any clouds to be seen. It was seven times, was it six times, he came back and said, there is nothing. There is nothing. But the prophet remained upon his knees, did he not? Oh, there was that urgency, that crying unto the Lord. And he told him to go again. Go again seven times. He went the seventh time and came back. And there he saw, and perhaps to our unbelief that might rise up, we might think, well, there's nothing in a little cloud the size of a man's hand. And so there might still be that waiting, but oh, has it been that sight of a cloud of the size of a man's hand? A little hope? Ah. Plead on then, poor sinner. Plead on. Ah, there was that sound of the abundance of rain. He said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. So that wrestling prayer, that wrestling prayer, and those verses, those chapters we read in Isaiah, it speaks of the Jacobs. It speaks of the Jacobs and the Israels. And oh, may it please the Lord then to seal this upon your heart, some poor trembling Jacob then, amidst that trouble, that deep path, that trial, your need, your great need. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed thee. I have redeemed thee. Thou bought with a price. Thou bought with a price. Is it not so? Thou bought with a price. Behold, I have engraven thee. I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Therefore, the word in that chapter 49, it begins, as it not, the verse before, can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. precious in his sight. Thou precious, behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Fear not, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Not the enemies, not Satan's to do as he, yes, he may say, I'll do this or bring you to that. But I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. And I often think upon Job, but oh, that's also for our encouragement, is it not? Our hope, there was a chain put upon Satan. Job's life was hid with Christ in God. Satan was permitted to touch all that he had, but fear not. Almighty God may permit Satan to touch you in your pathway, touch you in whatever manner he permits, and give Satan permission so to do. But not his life, not Jacob's life, not Job's life. I have redeemed thee from the hand of the enemy. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. And there then is this gracious encouragement to the Jacobs. O Jacob, but now is it not in that way, emphasizing it to poor worm Jacobs, but now thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Stating it very emphatically indeed. Loved eternally, will never be forsaken nor forgotten, not cast off. Yes, Jacob, there was much that testified against him. Not much and no doubt he mourned over, but not forsaken, not cast off. But now that path that even Jacob had to walk through, and each one of the Lord's people will have to walk through, those varied scenes of life. These portions, then, are they not a comfort to the worm Jacob's? I find them a comfort of my soul. May each one, and especially once again as we think upon the young, may you also prove it through your life, like as Jacob proved it, like those that are around the throne of God in heaven proved it, and like some of us have proved it. When thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee. I'll be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. It's a comfort, is it not? You're in a deep trial at the moment. You walk through waters and you feel, they'll go over my head. I shall never come through. But when thou passest through the waters, not circumnavigating it. As we said, it is through much tribulation ye shall enter the kingdom. So if when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. A great mercy indeed, is it not? A great mercy, and you'll prove, like we read in Deuteronomy, at the end of Deuteronomy. And blessed be his holy name. Has not someone proved it? In those deep waters, those paths of trial, affliction, and things hard to be understood, those fires that seem as if they will burn everything up, But your proof then, there is none like unto the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help and in his excellency on the sky. Did not Jacob prove it? Yes, he did. Did not David prove it? Yes, he did. And those various ones in the Word of God, they prove this one, the God of Jeshurun, ride upon the heaven in thy help and his excellency on the sky. They prove this one, the eternal God is our refuge. And in those times of trouble and trial, the deep waters, the fires are. You prove like those Hebrew children. Lo, I see four men walking in the midst of the fire, loose walking in the midst of the fire. The form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Are we with thee? No, we often refer to Jonah, but oh, even there, the depths. The Lord hadn't forsaken him there. Yes, perhaps he felt, I deserve to be forsaken. I've sinned against God. But hadn't forsaken him there. Even in his rebellions. When thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee. He heard his cry. And no doubt there was a wrestling prayer there. If ever there would have been a wrestling prayer in Jonah's life, I have reason to believe, knowing how I would feel, that there was urgency in his prayer. Oh, look again toward thy holy temple. Out of the belly of hell, cried I. If he could use such language as that, out of the belly of hell, cried I, no doubt he felt the fire there. He felt the Lord's displeasure upon him there, but the Lord hadn't forsaken him there. When thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Saviour. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, and Ethiopia and Seba for thee. This poor worm Jacob, that one black but comely, what do we read? Since thou wast precious in my sight. Black but comely. Even on account of your sins, even on account of Jonah's sins there in that place, black but comely, loved eternally, bought with a price. Bought with a price. Not forsaken, not cast off, but raised up again. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honourable. And I have loved thee, therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. But oh, what are those blessings that are spoken of in the Word of God? Those times when the Lord once again brings that deliverance, raises up again. Behold, I will do a new thing, and now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Yes, passing through the waters, through the rivers and the fire. But there will be that time when you once again praise the Lord. You come with the psalm we quoted this morning. We read from it, did we not? Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. That psalm there. Where the wicked he turneth upside down, but those whom he hath loved, yes, even on account of their rebellions. And perhaps you'll be brought like the chapter we read. There's that bit at the end of that chapter 43, Oh, is it not? Speak unto some of us. How soon we come, do we not become lukewarm, even cold? And how soon our prayers become so lifeless, and they become formality, even our devotions and coming up to the house of God become formality. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offering, neither hast thou honoured me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. But thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. But oh, even that one, oh, perhaps there's one that has been, thou art the man, thou art the woman. And you perhaps now realize that, oh, how many days, even months, weeks, even months perhaps have gone by, and your heart has become hard and insensible. Forsaken that first love. But oh, what a mercy when he brings back that Jacob, brings him back. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. But all this here, it comes back to that plea, that real prayer, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. And that poor sinner goes again to the footstool of mercy, the throne of grace. And what does he have to plead? But that thy blood was shed for me. He comes with nothing in my hands to bring, but simply to thy cross to cling. Naked come to thee for dress, foul I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, ere I die. Oh, we have to go again, do we not? The poor worm Jacob's, what a mercy. Go again and again, like it was with the children of Israel when they were bitten by the serpents in the wilderness. How often we find we're bitten and we didn't realize it until we begin to feel the smart. But I. Once in him forever, thus the eternal covenant stands. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, not for your sake, but for mine own sake. Oh, I've loved thee. Thou art precious in my sight, bought with a price my own heart's blood. Those that wrought in thy room, place, and stead, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Oh, does it not delight to hear that poor one come like David of old, creating me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within? He didn't cast David off. He didn't cast, I said, Jonah off. Ah, he won't cast a poor, trembling one that comes again, burdened because of his sins. Put me in remembrance. Remember the word unto thy servant, which has caused me to hope. And there'll be a pleading of that promise, perhaps again, that the Lord granted those many years ago. That brought you once again into the sweet liberty of the gospel. Put me in remembrance, let us plead together, and so it will pour out upon you. Ah, like that ladder, as we said this morning, it speaks of Christ, does it not? Glorious high priest, advocate with the Father, the man Christ Jesus. Let us plead together. You plead the finished work. You plead the satisfied law. You plead a sin-atoning blood. But all the time hastens on. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions. But oh, there is something which I did. It was laid upon my mind earlier. These worm Jacobs. Oh, have you got... It came to my mind in this way. Have you got a today? Have you got a tomorrow? Great mountains and trials, a darksome places that cause you much foreboding. Ah, the Lord knows your path and what is before you. And perhaps you've had even a letter or a phone call or that which has brought much trembling once again upon you. Ah, what a mercy. What a mercy that worm Jacob upheld till now, not forsaken. He who hath helped me hitherto will help me all my journey through and give me daily cause to raise new Ebenezers to his praise. Oh, if there's in that tomorrow, perhaps today or tomorrow, and there's much trembling. But oh, fear not, O Jacob and he that formed thee. O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Is it not a comfort there? So I spoke to one, as I said, in the week. They've got something which is before them and they tremble. They tremble because of their health and that which is before them, which brings, yes, could have dangers attached to it. But oh, as we tried to converse with them, and oh, we pleaded that the Spirit might sit upon their heart. Oh, that one that will never forsake, never cast off, but will bring them to their desired haven. Yes, all those troubles we said, that Psalm 107, it doesn't end, as it were, without any hope. It doesn't leave a poor sinner without any hope. But ah, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves are of us still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And oh, you may have that today or tomorrow, or something which is still in the pathway. Oh, there will be that time of praise. And may you never let his mercies lie forgotten in unthankfulness, and without praises die. May you know then the language of the psalmist there. Ah, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob. But it begins, does it not, that psalm? Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praise unto my God while I have any being. And it's through then these things, those songs of praise, have not some has proved it so, and you'll yet prove it. That today or tomorrow, that thing which is in the path, oh, have not some has proved those trials and tribulations, we've had the greatest song of praise drawn forth from our lips. Ah, yes, perhaps the harp is hung upon the willows at the moment. And perhaps you feel because of unbelief, you'll never take it down. But blessed be his holy name. There with that proving as Jacob proved. And so some of us have proved, and we shall have to prove all the days of our life down to the end of our days. That one who is able to do for you more than you can ask him, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is the Lord his God. Put not then your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Don't go down to Egypt for your help, but pour out your heart before the Lord. Go home, poor worm Jacob. Enter into the closet. And may there be that resting prayer that you prove effectual. Effectual, fervent prayer. It availeth much. May you prove it then. And may you have yet that song of praise. You'll give him all the glory. There's no room for the praise of man. You'll give him all the glory. And then you'll realise and know the Holy One of Israel have done it. You'll realise and know that one, yes, not by your strength, not by your power, by your might, but the Holy One of Israel has done it. And there will be that wrought in your soul, that song of praise, your desire to praise him. Your desire to praise him. And it'll be then, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £765, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Javis Rutt will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Timothy Parrish next Lord's Day. God willing, he will also address the Sunday school in the afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service, when he will receive Mr. David Lee into the church. Let us close with hymn 614. The Lord the righteous tries, yet we'll adore his name. He never will their cause despise, nor put their hope to shame. Hymn 614.
Lord. Do be pleased then, to bless that which is of thee. Thou knowest the path of one another, the trials of the way, the things perhaps hard to be understood. And like dear old Jacob, those many years he walked in it. But he proved thy promise true. Brought to that desired haven. Delivered from the hand of the enemy. Oh, may it please thee then. Remember such. Grant them that encouragement that it will be so. So, Lord, we plead. Strengthen the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Grant that encouragement to go on in the way. Grant that encouragement to wrestle harder at the footstool of mercy. To give thee no rest. To truly pour out their heart before thee. Lord, pour out upon them that spirit of grace and supplications. Lord, remember them each, we plead. Pardon and forgive all thou hast heard and seen amiss. And do be pleased to take us now to our homes in peace and safety. Lord, watch over us in the pathway of life. Oh, may it please thee. We may prove continually the God of Jeshurun, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the skies, those everlasting arms. Lord, we know we acknowledge we're unworthy of these blessings and favours, but we plead them. We plead them. And so, Lord, remember us in mercy. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.